Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. In today's episode, the acting CEO of Namibia Tourism Board, Boni Imbibso, on the sidelines of last week's ITB Berlin, tells me the travel trade has expressed excitement about Namibia's diversified tourism product. He opens up on his short to medium-term plans and finally looks forward to welcoming delegates to this year's AVADEF conference to the land of the brave. So welcome to the Via Tourism Podcast, and I have Mr. Boni, the acting CEO of Namibian Tourism Board. And they've had a very, for the last, if you ask me, 5 to 10 years, they've had the biggest stand here in ITB. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Ojo, and thank
Second
you for
the business over. What has been your impression? What is the what has been the feedback from the trade and vice versa?
Ojo, the feedback from our core exhibitors, and we have witnessed this as well, that they've been quite busy. And when we hear that from them, we are quite happy, because when they are busy, it means business coming to Namibia and it's the destination. So here, they are, as much as they are sales, it's sales for the destination.
But let's look at the market. The German market is traditionally a bit of a, you have a very historical links with Germany as a whole. But if you look at the entire travel trade here that you're coming in, what is the offering for the market? What are you putting for the market?
Before I come to directly answer your question, is that Namibia Tourism Board, we know Germany has been our dominant market, but we want to maintain the German-speaking market and we want to expand, because Europe, for us, there are new markets which are coming and we have already had that contact. Like, for instance, the French-speaking, we have got the Italians. Those are very good markets, and we just need to invest in those. And our engagement with the trade has been, look, we want a diversified product, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Okay, let's look at air access. You have Eurowings, you have Ethiopian, right, if I'm correct, Air Link as well. There was a talk about with Qatar resuming. As a matter of fact, the lead president, Dr. Gengobad, had some discussion, even visited Qatar. What do you know so far?
So far, we have confirmation that Qatar is coming back in August. It was an announcement which was made for July, but unfortunately, it was not from Qatar itself. And may his soul rest in peace. The president was very instrumental in the Arab world. We know that we don't have air connectivity. And I think, Kojo, that we are going to have AVADEF conference in June. So it is one of those issues where we are looking at airlift, and we know if we don't have airlift, then connectivity within Africa is going to be, and it will remain a dream. We don't want to remain in dreams.
We have to live it.
Yes,
now
we have to.
Let's talk about AVADEF. Let's talk about it. What role are you playing? You are the tourism, over 70% of your, or 60% if I may say, of your visitors come by air.
Yes.
What kind of role are you going to play in this very important meeting of aviation and tourism players?
With AVADEF, the benefits is to Namibia Tourism Board, and we are a partner, and we are an equal partner to all other partners who are partnering up in making sure that this conference takes place in Windhoek. God willing, we are going to be signing a memorandum of understanding with all the main three partners in Windhoek on Tuesday, the 12th of March. So you can see that we are serious when we say we want to be a partner, not just a role player, but a partner who is part of the decision making.
Make sure that it happens. Seat to take as a CEO, you're acting in the capacity. What's your short term to medium term plan in steering the ship as well?
My predecessors have already created the platform and the foundation upon which I'm just building on. As an acting CEO, I may need just to make sure that, number one, we have got a focused team, highly qualified teams. That's why we are bringing in people who understand the markets. For instance, we have got Matthias Beck from Hong Kong Tourism. it was not easy, but it's just because he understands the markets and he's going to help us expand into the other markets. Back in Windhoek, the language is the same. Guys, we need to refocus, and the private sector are willing to support us. Some of the projects, we cannot do them alone. So I have already engaged the private sector to help us realize our dreams.
You have a huge country, vast, difficult to connect. How do you intend to do that? Domestic tourism.
Domestic tourism, we are already engaged, and our partners, the private sector, they've already offered some discounted rates, making sure that we entice our local traveler to travel and experience Namibia.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Godfrey.